Hit it, Dallon.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
That's right. A little W Sauce, a little Bloody Mary mix. I needed it yesterday after the Bloody Mary mix.
We should have played it, Dylon, to where he could hear what you did. Dylon did a Life of Squid.
I heard all about it. I don't need to hear it.
I'm sure
Dylon and I will have a closed door meeting tomorrow when we're back in studio after the show.
Clutch. He did your sponsors a lot of justice.
And don't forget my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair. My boy Anthony and I were talking the other day, and he said, look, just make sure you tell people like Mike with a medium-sized truck, or if you have a big-sized truck, or a little truck, they can come down here and see us at Status Truck and Trailer Repair. They are the official truck and trailer repair of Squid Nation.
We are the nation!
So, Zach Bryan. Are you a Zach Bryan fan, Allison?
Yes.
He was in town this weekend.
I saw.
Saturday and Sunday, and we went to the Saturday show. Decided to make a little trip out of it. We stayed at the Signia Hotel, which is right there by by the Home Depot backyard. And, in fact, you can leave the hotel, walk through the Home Depot backyard, and go right to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So it's a really cool thing. And we got a room down there we had booked out. And I tell you what, I've been to quite a few hotels traveling, and I don't know if I've ever seen a valet quite like this.
Price-wise or what?
Just in general. First off, sat on north side for 15 minutes trying to get in the driveway. It's a long driveway. To the front.
Yeah, you always hate those little tiny little roundabouts in front of a hotel.
Well, the roundabout wasn't very big itself. I almost got in a fight with the guy in the back once we got to the roundabout. What?
Just picturing you getting a fight in a hotel roundabout would be just about on brand.
So we are waiting forever. We turn in and we realize that you can only valet there.
Yeah.
Essentially. And
they wouldn't let you park in the orange deck?
No.
Oh.
Well,
I wasn't
going to pay for that. I'd already paid. So we get in there, and I'm pulling up. I'm going to tell they have two lanes. They have an outside and inside. Well, Mike, there's a concrete little median there that separates part of the roundabout, and I'm on top of it, basically, like where I'm turning. I'm in the inside lane. So, you know, our trucks, we got to pull up a little bit wide, and then you know that you're going to back up, right? So I'll pull pretty close up to this dude. Guy decides he's going to start looking at me and looking at my truck where it's at and then looking at me and then looking back. Like, he's basically giving me the once over. I didn't like that.
I'm sure you didn't.
Well,
I'm
I might sure have did. Said some words
yeah,
through
you say
the windows.
Is it radio friendly?
It's not radio friendly.
Okay.
You didn't tell him he was number one?
I basically said, yeah, man. This is the cleanup version. Yeah, man, I know where my truck's at, and I know how to drive it. So, blankety blank, 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 blank. I mean, I was basically as mad as a 22 car.
Okay.
Last night after he got punted by the three.
Did the guy hold his baby up and thank God?
He might have thanked God. I did not see a baby.
And then you sat next to him at the concert. Just kidding.
No, yeah, probably, honestly. But anyways, so when we go to leave yesterday, I did not realize we all. First off, Zach Bryan was phenomenal. MBS was great as always, but Zach Bryan was phenomenal. Really good show. Blown away how good it was. So, and I'm not the big – Amy's a huge one. I'm a huge Zach Bryan fan. I'm less, but I do like his music.
Kind of where you're at. Like, he's not top five for me, but I like his tunes.
He's got
a couple good ones.
He did a really good job. So we go to leave yesterday, go to check out. Well, didn't think about the fact that we had been told when we got in. First off, we did the digital check-in and check-out, which was great. But they had 600 people check-in Saturday just for that show. And then check-out, guess what? Sunday morning.
Ooh.
So go down at 10:30, and there is a line from the front door all the way to basically the Home Depot backyard.
Wow.
For valet. And walk to the back of the line, and I see this guy in the line with a clipboard, and he basically was going through getting your ticket numbers and writing them down. And so he goes, you guys don't have to wait in this line, but it'll be about 15 minutes. It was around 17 minutes for them to get my truck. But that was so much faster. I thought it was 45 minutes.
I was going to say, that's actually impressive. That's actually really impressive.
And they had about 8 people working. I'm telling you, they were phenomenal. And normally when I pay a good amount of money to park, the valet will get a good tip, but not great. I handed dude a 20. And I said, dude.
Big time Bo.
I was
big
like,
time
let me tell you something.
Is that a good tip? No, I'm just kidding.
You guys are killing it. They're hustling. They were unbelievably nice at the valet. So the Signia Hotel, my favorite thing was
go Expedia on us right now. Go Expedia, dude, and give us a full
first
rundown.
Off, it was
a 4 or 5 stars.
Hotel was great.
Okay.
That bar, the Nest, was phenomenal.
Is that the view of the Benz, the Nest?
They do have a view.
Like
of
a patio?
Yeah. They do, yep, and they have like this Halo TV board in there, like the Benz. It was really cool to sit in there after the concert. But their valet, they have the hardest working valet in the city of Atlanta. I would put them against any valet in the world right now because they hustled. And I met a guy from Tuscaloosa who said, that's right, more times than I did.
Roll Tide.
Yeah.